The Brant and Sherry Oddcast, sponsored by Fellowship Home Loans. To find out more about the radio show or to order Brant's new book, The Truth About Us, go to BrantHanson.com.
Well, football is back.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. Kicked off the NFL season,
yes.
College football.
Mm-hmm.
So, say what? Not watching the NFL. And let me tell you why.
You're not watching? Is that what
no.
you said? Why?
I got my own boycott thing.
Oh, do you?
Other people have their own things.
Yes, I didn't know.
They did 6 rule changes this year.
Uh-huh.
All of them are boring.
Oh, you're boycotting them because
essentially
them they boycotted you.
That's true.
I'm breaking up with you because you broke up with me.
They broke up with me. They boycotted my ideas. I had great ideas that would have been ratings winners.
Yes, you had a ton of them.
My favorite one was where we hide a football somewhere. Imagine this.
Mm-hmm.
After kickoff, another football is hidden somewhere in the town.
Yes.
In that city. And
yes.
So half the team has to go exploring. And it just branches off from there.
Yeah, yeah.
There's clues.
Mm-hmm.
So you can... like on a totally different network, you can watch them if you want. If you're more into like a clue show where they're trying to find a football,
sure,
running around town,
yes,
racing to get to, and then if or you can flip back to the game,
sure,
or whatever. And if they do find the football, they can bring it back to the stadium and they can score touchdowns.
Yeah, that's what I remembered about it, which may have turned them off, is the fact that finding the ball wasn't going
to
give them any points.
No,
they still had to
score.
They still had to score a touchdown.
To double your points.
Why didn't they take
it? They said
it?
No. This was on a tech site, Gizmodo. You don't have to know what that is or care, but it's not a Christian site, right? But they mm-hmm. had an article about Jesus.
Mm-hmm.
And the name of the article, I just read it, 7 times in the Bible when Jesus did very un-Jesus-y things.
Hmm.
7 times in the Bible when Jesus did very un-Jesus-y things.
Boy, that's okay.
That's interesting.
It is.
So it was all stuff that didn't fit him being like this hippie, laid back.
That's what I mean. You
peace,
really
love.
Presume a lot.
Bingo.
About what you know of his character to say this is out of character for him.
Bam.
Yeah.
So you've decided, I know what Jesus is like, and now he's doing stuff that's not very Jesus-y.
Mm-hmm.
Huh.
Wow.
So you're going to stick, because I was thinking I could add another 50 things that you wouldn't consider Jesus-y apparently.
Mm-hmm.
So it'd be like 57 times that Jesus, to like, at some point we have to let go of our constructs
mm-hmm.
and let Jesus teach us who he is. They're doing it again. The big Apple reveal, technology reveal, is tomorrow.
I haven't seen one of those.
We're all supposed to freak out about
what the new thing is. So this will be the new phone.
It's change everything.
Yeah.
So we need to either freak out about Apple Watch 7.
Okay.
Or that has a larger screen.
Oh, you just have a billboard on your wrist. Got
and,
it.
Redesigned AirPods.
Okay.
With a new case and shorter stems on the little dongle things.
How much shorter do they have? Okay.
And
the phone,
about,
right? No,
yeah,
they're
might
not
have a
upgrading.
New phone.
Yeah. Okay.
So, what are you going to freak out about?
I think that I'll freak out about the AirPods.
Me too.
Okay, good.
Yeah, shorter
right.
stems on the AirPods. I'm gonna.
It's gonna go ahead and freak out about that.
Act like that's incredible. So get ready. Traditions are important, and we have one on the show. It's our Monday song. We guarantee. Sherry stands behind this guarantee. I stand behind it. You
I
do. That
oh, I don't
if you
know.
Listen to this song and sing or clap your hands, you will be in a better mood by the time the song's over.
I don't feel comfortable having my name on a guarantee for that.
You just heard her use the word guarantee. Here we go, everybody sing. Let's go.
I wonder if so aimless life ever sinned. I wouldn't let my dear Savior in. Then Jesus came like a stranger in the night. Praise the Lord, I saw the light.
Praise the Lord, I saw the light.
I saw the light, I saw the light. No more darkness, no more night. Now I'm so happy, no sorrow inside. Praise the Lord, I saw the light. Covered me. I had no idea where the way I'd be. the light. And I saw the light, I saw the light. No more darkness, no more night. Now I'm so happy, no sorrow inside. Praise the Lord, I saw the light.
Yeah. That was great. Sherry guaranteed it. You can take it to the bank. Thank you, Sherry.
So they're doing the big Apple thing tomorrow. And I was joking about that.
Mm-hmm.
But I was just reading something. Maybe everybody already knew this. And it's wild because so many of us are holding... I do have an iPhone.
Mm-hmm.
So many of us are walking around holding things in our hands. Even if you got a Droid, it's because of the iPhone. Like
right.
This. We're holding something in our hands that could only be there because a woman was having a crisis pregnancy and gave the child up for adoption. And another couple said, we want to adopt, and took a child into their home from a crisis pregnancy.
That's a great point.
Steve Jobs.
Mm-hmm.
Like, his parents weren't married. They were academics in Wisconsin or something like that. Mm-hmm. And then she became pregnant, didn't know what to do with the child, gave it up for adoption. Like literally, it's just as a reminder of how God can make something out of something.
Yeah.
You know, not even saying iPhones are good or bad. Like, I want them. I just like it. But I don't know. I thought that was really interesting that how things come out of little situations you can never see coming. Oh, look at this. We have breaking animal news. We break in with animal news when it breaks out.
Mm-hmm.
Maybe you saw this. Did you see the cat falling?
No.
Oh, that's horrifying, Sherry.
Okay.
It was at a football game.
Okay.
University of Miami football game.
Mm-hmm.
He's in the upper deck for some reason, like
what's
a stray cat.
Oh, a stray cat. Okay.
But people can see him. He went over the barrier thing on the wall, like on the edge.
Mm-hmm.
And he was like clinging to a banner.
Yeah.
People can see, so that people pointed their video and they see this cat like scared for its life.
Yeah.
And people were screaming, and then it let go, and you see it just falling, and people were screaming. Somebody reached up there with an American flag they had handy and caught the cat.
In the flag. Alrighty.
There are people who say football's boring. I would show them that video and be like, you turn to me, like, we got people catching a cat with an American flag.
Well, to be sure, that could have been at any sports event.
True.
Yeah,
okay, that's
but
true.
It's not.
But it also made me proud, so I liked it. You ever notice that animals don't blush? They don't. It's true. They don't.
Well, do they have cheeks? Or
some
skin that they could? That they could?
I mean, lots of animals have cheeks. Well, not lots.
Okay. They have cheeks that are exposed from fur.
Sure, whatever. No, like a frog. I mean, a frog could be embarrassed. Just pick an animal.
Oh, okay,
randomly.
Got it. Okay,
it could
yes.
Be, like, wow.
Frog can be embarrassed, yes.
They're not.
Okay.
They don't blush because scientists don't think that any other species gets embarrassed. But isn't that interesting?
Yes.
I mean, it's accounted for in Genesis.
Mm-hmm.
Like, we're the ones that chose self-awareness.
Ah, yeah.
And shame.
Great point.
Isn't it
yes.
Wild, though? I mean,
yes.
I tend to think about things at a level people don't care about, but...
No, that's a good point. I will admit I lost it a little bit on the frog being embarrassed,
well,
but
you,
I'm
you,
here now.
You put me on the frog track.
But you're right. We chose this. That
yes.
is right. Yes.
Like, it just totally jibes with the understanding of how we got where we are. Work is good. We mean it. We were just talking about the Garden of Eden, actually.
Mm-hmm.
But... There was work in the garden before the fall. It wasn't something that was just like a curse.
It was
to have
a blessing.
To have a job. It is. And I just saw, I don't know if you saw this, there was a study about free time.
Mm-hmm.
And it said there's an optimal amount of free time. And if you go much further than that, you start getting depressed.
Mm-hmm. I can believe that.
But we're always thinking, I need more and more and more in our minds.
Mm-hmm.
They're like, no, actually, people need to be productive. Okay, I'm going to shock you. I'm a shock jock.
Mm-hmm.
I'm a rated G or all audiences.
Yes, yes, sure.
What they call it now. shock jock, but it's still clean, but still shocking. Check
yes.
this out.
Okay.
I want you to look at your phone right now, okay?
Okay.
Don't show it to me.
Me, okay, yes.
The amount of charge currently on it?
Uh-huh.
64%.
No. I must have been shocked that you
what
were wrong.
It?
55.
Okay. All right, so it didn't work.
I don't understand what was going on
Well,
there.
Okay, I'll explain. Let me unpack the shock. I was kind of taking a lark there because I thought if it worked, it'd be,
amazing. Sure, yeah.
So we didn't get that moment, but I did read that the average is 64% at a given time for people around the country.
Well, I would tell you that you are right. Had that have worked, that would have been amazing. That would have been amazing.
Think how entertaining the show would be if the things went right that I was doing. Okay, it's time for Brant's three things. Yeah. We have this fanfare. It's huge.
Mm-hmm.
And it signals the beginning of the three things feature. Three hopefully helpful things today. How to stop being judgy.
Ooh, okay. Yeah,
some tips.
All right.
I mean, the overarching tip I would always give myself and everybody else is be thankful constantly for God's mercy for you.
Mm-hmm.
Be aware of that all the time. Yes. That'll change everything. But
I agree.
Three other things. How about this one? Admit you don't actually know what's motivating someone else.
Hmm.
Admit it. And then give people the benefit of the doubt, even if you have to stretch it.
Yeah.
Maybe that guy just cut me off because he's got to get to the hospital or he just got bad news.
At that point, it's for your own heart.
It's for you.
Yes.
Make a sport out of it.
Mm-hmm.
Like kids screaming in the aisle at the grocery store. Mm-hmm. Maybe he didn't get a nap.
Yeah.
It's not necessarily bad parenting. They've had some stuff go wrong. Like just, can you...
Shapes your heart. That's very good.
Exactly. Can you go some direction where you're cutting people some slack? Here's one. We just talked about one, but... Remember what Jesus said, the standard you use will be used for you.
That's true.
Point blank said it a couple ways.
Yeah.
Whatever measure you use, that's how it's going to be measured for you.
That is good to keep in mind.
Yeah.
Yeah.
I mean, he said that. Mm-hmm. You'd be like, well, that's very self-interested. Okay, but he said, remember this.
Yeah.
When you're judging other people, whatever standard you use, coming back at it. He's not denying the reality of good and evil. Mm-hmm. It's not about that. That's a misunderstanding of judgment. What he's talking about is condemning people because in making them worse than you in your head, when if you want to do that, whatever standard you're going to hold
it's
those people
back.
To, it is coming back. So it's in your best interest to go, you know what? I'm going to be big on measuring mercy to people. Here is the last one. Start cutting back on news intake if you haven't already, because the news is flipped into how do we vilify people. It's literally about judgment and helping you judge people. Like they're just serving you up one thing after another, and that's not healthy.
No.
And here's the other thing about being judgy. I'm saying this from experience. Something I noticed too, like literal judges are really busy.
Mm-hmm.
The docket is always very full.
Yeah, yeah.
It's one case after another. Mm-hmm. And if you want that role of judge,
it's a never ending job. Never ending. There's always someone new showing up that needs judge. Yeah.
Yep, I have to pass judgment on this and that. And here's another person that did what I said people shouldn't be doing. It's like, man, that's tiring. It is a great time to refinance or get a mortgage right now because of low interest rates. Our podcast sponsor, one of them is Fellowship Home Loans. They're awesome. Mike and Brian are fantastic to talk to. Here's their number, 800-804-SAVE, 800-804-SAVE, or just go to fellowshiphomeloans.com.
Be right there. What's up?
I have a message from Lord Sanballat.
Okay.
Hear ye, hear ye. Lord Sanballat requests a meeting with you in a neutral village, of course, to discuss items of mutual benefit.
What items of mutual benefit?
Dude, why are you up in the business?
My bad, bro.
It actually doesn't matter what items they have. I ain't dumb. They just trying to bait me. Tell them, nah, we good. We busy finishing the wall. That's the only item of benefit to us.
So what are you saying?
We'll catch you later, bro.
And even though Nehemiah said no, the messages kept coming.
Hear ye, hear ye.
And coming.
Hear ye, hear ye.
And coming.
Hear ye.
Finally, a personalized letter came from Sanballat.
I told you.
Please, please, I have a direct, handwritten letter from Lord Sanballat himself. May I read it?
Go ahead, man. It's not going to make a difference.
Hear ye, hear ye. The word is out among the nations, and All of our colleagues say it's true that you and the Jews are planning to rebel. That's why you are rebuilding the wall. The word is that you want to be king and that you have appointed prophets to announce in Jerusalem there's a new king in Judah. Someone is planning to tell the real king all of this. Don't you think we should sit down and have a talk?
No. That's a lie. And you can tell everyone I said it's a lie.
So are you saying...
Yo, those are some pretty hefty lies. You ain't worried?
Nah. They're just trying to punk us down, that's all.
So what do we do?
We ask God to strengthen our hands. And then we work harder.
That's so gangster, man.
Chill.
Nah, for real. You a G, man.
So Nehemiah and the people worked with even greater determination. One night, Nehemiah and Hanai visited Shemaiah, one of their friends, confined to his home.
I didn't know you was cool with Shimmy.
I'm not. He asked us to stop through after work today, so I said yeah.
Brothers, thank you so much for coming by. Please, come on in.
Sure, Shimmy. What's good?
Well, first off, y'all know I'm a prophet, right?
Nah, I hadn't,
Yep. I really feel in my spirit, deep down in my spirit, we need to go find shelter in the house of the Lord, like, right now. I don't know what's about to go down.
But you said you was a prophet. Ain't you supposed to know what...
Fat man.
I just got a deep sense that we need to go to the temple and lock up the doors and, you know, just wait. Chill in the presence of the Lord till he shows us the next move, because... And you ain't heard this from me. Some folks are looking to kill you, fam. And what better place to hide than God's house? Hallelujah.
Only priests can go up in the temple like that.
Yeah, I know that.
And if I went up in there, I'd be going against God's law just to save myself.
Well, I think that God would, I mean...
Dang, Shimmy. How long our family's been cool?
A long time.
So you just gonna do me like this? Us? You gonna do us like this?
I don't know what you're talking about, Nina.
You know what, Shimmy? I pray that God will remember all the evil Sambalot, Tobiah, and Gershom. And all the false prophets like yourself has done.
Oh, burn! He called you false, unauthorized, access denied.
Come on, Han. We still got work to do. Shimmy, I'm disappointed in you, man. But we good.
Dude. Your face didn't twitch at all. You didn't yell or take your shirt off or nothing.
Yeah. I guess God is working on me.
I guess he is. Work, Lord.
After that night, Sambalot and Tobias continued to send threatening letters.
Hear ye, hear ye.
But Nehemiah ignored them. Sambalot and Tobias even enlisted the help of people from Judah to discourage Nehemiah. But it didn't work. After 52 days, the wall was done. And then the question became, what now?
This has been the Brant and Sherry Oddcast, sponsored by Fellowship Home Loans. To find out more about the radio show or to order Brant's book, The Truth About Us, go to BrantHanson.com.